Yes, I met with Minister Joe McHugh yesterday morning in Pulcara, where we discussed the need and the urgent need for funding to put in proper lay-bys just for now on the Ranafast Lough-Nyoran Road, and long-term the importance of having a proper road right down to the bottom of Ranafast. We have two major bus companies in Ranafast and also the population itself who majority drives. So I think it's vitally important that funding is got and not left in the long finger. Joe has been working on this issue alongside myself and others to try to look for funding for it. He's been in contact with different departments and his own department during the week. So as much as I'd love to say that there's funding there available, unfortunately not at the moment, but I do believe that he is working hard to try to find that funding for us, and this is vital for our town. There's a working committee in Ranafast who is working very hard on this issue as well, but at the end of the day, the state needs to come up with this money, because for a very long time, as far as I can remember, this road has been lying like this for at least the last 30, 40 years. And when it should have been done back then, unfortunately, here we are at the moment scratching for small bits of money to try to do some works.
The bus service is vital for the area there, but the minute the road is so dangerous and it's causing traffic jams as well with cars trying to reverse.
One of the problems that we have two major bus companies in Ranafast who provide a fantastic service, but unfortunately with the road being so narrow that when buses meet each other and then when buses meet cars, it leaves it very, very difficult to pass out. There's a major health and safety issue here, and what we need to do is put in proper lay-bys in the short term, but in the long term we need proper funding. Now, we got an estimate, 2.3 million from the council during the week. I've asked Joe McHugh that his own department would go down and also view what works needs to be carried out as well, but eventually what has to happen is that we need a proper road to go down to Ranafast. For far too long this road has been left, at least this last 30-40 years, the way it is, and it's only right that we have a proper road into the village.